to these words and be challenged by them. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with a harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. I like what the psalmist has to say, because the psalmist says it in such a loud way. A loud way. Not quiet is the title of today's message. Because the psalmist says that we should not be quiet. We should not. And it probably has one of, well, it has two phrases that Baptists are not so comfortable with. But I think a lot of people are not comfortable with, as I talk to other people at other churches. You see, the very first three verses, in all three verses, it talks about the salvation that God has brought us. It talks about the salvation that God has brought to us, that we might live anew, afresh, recreated, renewed, reborn. Salvation. Have you ever just taken a few minutes to just sit down and do nothing but tell God, thank you for salvation? Sometimes we think salvation and eternal life happens once we die and go to heaven. That concept is not biblical. Salvation starts now when you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's when salvation starts. That is also when eternal life starts. And the psalmist says that if God has brought us salvation and eternal life, then we should do what? Listen to these words and tell me if you're comfortable with them. Sing to the Lord a new song. No, you're not comfortable with them, are you? You tell Jerry, I know, you've told me. Pastor, I don't like those new songs. But the psalmist says, sing to the Lord a new song. Since God has brought us salvation, we should be singing new songs in and through our lives. There should be something new happening within you since God has brought you salvation. What does 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, what? They are a new creation. The old's passed away. The new has come. There should be a new song within us that we're singing. Not the same song we were singing before we were saved. Not the same song that we've had our whole life. There should be something new happening within us. We've been recreated. We've been redeemed. We've been reborn. Is some of the church words that we use, right? So if that's happened, there should be some excitement, and we should be willing to sing a new song. Now, I'll also mention to you, that for those of you that don't like new songs, I also mention to you that in the book of Revelation, I believe it's in the fourth chapter, It says when they get to heaven, they will all gather together and sing a new song. So when you get to heaven, you're going to sing new songs. You might want to get a hold of that idea now. You see, something should be happening within you that you get excited about your salvation, that you get excited that God has redeemed you, that I am no longer condemned to hell. You should be excited about that. We shouldn't look like a bunch of bumps on a log or turtles on a log. We should be excited about it. We should be letting people know about it. You see, there is a place for silence and quiet in the spiritual life. There is a place for it. But not when it comes to telling about salvation. Not when it comes to telling about salvation. There is a place for silence and quiet. I love silence and quiet. I was talking with somebody recently who their last child has moved out of the house. We now have an empty nest. And they told me, I'm not comfortable with all the silence. And I said, oh, I live for it. I live for the silence and the quiet that I can come closer to God. That I'm not interrupted by so many things around me. Some of you may think this is weird, but quite often I wear earplugs, even at home. When it's just Deanne and I, and even when she's not there. I personally think the noise of a lawnmower is disruptive. Now, I'm not trying to infringe upon any of you that love to cut the grass and keep the grass nice and pretty. But I did approach Deanne one day and I said, you know, there's a noise ordinance in this town. And as far as I'm concerned, lawnmowers are louder than the noise ordinance. So why aren't people getting tickets? There is a place for silence and quiet in the spiritual life, and we need it, and we must practice it. But not when it comes to telling about salvation. Not once in scriptures will you find a place where it says, be quiet about salvation. Not once will you find a place that says, don't tell. Well, Jesus did tell people don't tell at times after he healed them, didn't he? What did they go off and do? They told as soon as they could. They were excited about what had happened. Something happened with inside them, and they wanted to make sure that people knew about it. And they wanted to tell about it. There's even a man that was healed by Jesus who lived in the cemetery, was chained to the tombstones, and they couldn't keep him chained to the tombstones. And he came to Jesus, and Jesus threw out of his life all of the demons that were within him. Maybe you know that story. And the town came because somebody said there's something awful disruptive happening out in the cemetery. And the whole town came. And the man was sitting in his right mind, clothed. And he looked at Jesus and said, I want to go with you. And Jesus said, no. I don't want you to follow me. I need you to go back to your town and tell the people what great things the Lord has done for you. Show them, demonstrate to them, let them know about salvation and eternal life. Speak to them about the healing that God brought to you. Don't follow me. Go and tell. Over and over again it says, go and tell. And then it does something that's more uncomfortable for folks. In verses 4 through 6 in the psalm, it starts with a phrase and it ends with a phrase that many folks are uncomfortable with, I'm guessing. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with a harp. With the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Can I ask you to shout?
Amen.
Is that the best you can do?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, let's speak up. It says, shout for joy. Are you excited that God has given you salvation? Are you happy that God has saved you? Are you happy that you will live with God for all eternity? Tell me so. Well, some of you participated. And some of you were just, oh, in church, you got to be quiet. Because that's respectful. Right? Then why does the psalmist say, shout for joy? Concerning salvation, it says twice, shout for joy, plus use all your instruments to make noise. Some translations don't say shout for joy. They say make a joyful noise to the Lord. Use all your instruments. I was getting a cup of coffee this morning. My third one, by the way, if you were wondering. Before I came to church. And Deanne looked at me, and I guess she had just read the scripture. And she said, too bad you couldn't give everybody a tambourine, a bell, a triangle, a horn, a cymbal. Too bad you couldn't give everybody who showed up something today and ask them to use it. Is that not what the psalmist says? Use it. Make noise. Let people know. Instead, we go out in the midst of the world and what do? Gosh, look at that person over there. They don't know God. It's quite obvious by their life. Sure hope they find God someday. And get their life straight. But are we going to shout for joy to let them know? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. For a number of weeks now, I've talked about how church membership in the United States is declining and declining rapidly. Rapidly. 1990. 70% of Americans were members of a church. This year, 48%. Why might that be? Might it be our fault for not shouting for joy? Might it be our fault by not making a joyful noise about what God has done for us? Might it be because we're not telling them? I'm sorry to tell you, I think that's the answer. Why has society turned against God? Because we're not out there telling them how excited we are about salvation. Just imagine with me for a minute. You need a new car. And you go to the car lot. And the salesman comes up and says, can I help you? Yeah, I'd like to get a new car. Well, I don't know. You know, cars just don't last very long nowadays. They don't make them like they used to. You know, this car right here that you've been looking at, it's got this problem and this problem. And I don't know. As a matter of fact, most of the cars on the lot probably won't last you but a couple of years before you really got to do some major repairs and got to do some things. You might be better off with the car you got. Are you going to buy a car from that salesperson? Do we? He was probably honest. But do we do the same thing with salvation? You know, you'd probably get a lot of benefit if you went to church. Or what? But not that church down the street, because they've got lots of problems. And not the one over there in that town, because I just heard, you know what happened between the pastor and the church there? How excited are people going to be about accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior if we treat salvation the same way and we're not excited about it? Concerning salvation, it says twice, shout for joy, plus use all your instruments to make noise. What kind of instruments have you got to make noise? What kind of ways are you out in the community making noise about salvation and about letting people know how joyous it is? Am I happy that I'm saved? Oh, yes, I am. Gosh, do I understand how much my previous life before Jesus Christ was lost? Gosh, I am. It was incredibly lost before. I was trying to do my own thing and make my own way and go my own. And somebody came to me with the joy of salvation. And it has changed my life for the past 30 years. It has changed my life. I know blessing up on top of blessing. Do we tell people about these things? You see, we should be excited about this. And then the psalmist goes on to say in the last three verses, when we do this, all of creation will resound along with us. Did you hear what the psalmist said? Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord. Folks, if we're out there with excitement and joy and making noise about our salvation, it says all of creation will resound with us. Is resound a whisper? I don't know resound as a whisper. I've heard people say to me, how can people not accept Jesus Christ when they look around them and see all of the creation? Amen? Amen. You know what I think, though? If we're not shouting for joy, if we're not telling people excitingly about our salvation, it's very easy for them to look at creation and not see God. Because it says when we shout for joy, all of creation will resound along with us. The river will clap its hands. The mountains will sing with joy. The only way that some people are going to come to know about salvation in Christ is if we excitingly speak about it. The only way some people will come to know about salvation in Christ is if we excitingly speak about it. We can stamp whatever kind of label we want on it. We can tell the world we're such and such a kind of church. But if we're not excited about our salvation in Jesus Christ and out there shouting for joy about it, people will not come to know Jesus Christ. It's easy for us to say there's a church on every corner. How did they not know? Bibles are in every store. How did they not know? They didn't know because the people of God were not excited about it. They weren't excited. You have found salvation in Jesus Christ, the very best thing that you will ever find. The very best. Why don't we tell people about that? If it's the best thing you've ever found and you've experienced more blessings and more answers to prayer, why are you not telling people? Why are you not excited about it? Why can't you shout for joy? That's why I said before I read this scripture, listen to it and be challenged by it. Folks, I've been a Baptist since the 1990s, beginning in the 1990s. I didn't grow up Baptist. We went to a Baptist church, and we started going to a Baptist church because they had a preschool. We thought we'd put our children in it. We had one at that time. We never put our children in the preschool, by the way. That never happened. And I've been in many different Baptist churches where the respectful and the right thing to do is to be quiet and to sit still and don't make noise. And then we got these psalms that say what? Shout for joy! And y'all just went, gosh, I hope he calms it down. That's too uncomfortable for me. Folks, people will not come to Jesus Christ unless we let them know about it in an exciting way. Unless we tell them about what has happened for us. And that I am no longer condemned to hell because of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. And the only way that some people are going to come to know about it is if we're excited about it. That's the only way. You can sit back and say, look at how bad society is and look at it going the wrong direction. I wonder what would happen if we all got out there and started shouting for joy. Do you think it would transform something? If we were all out there shouting for joy excitedly about what Jesus Christ has done for us, let me tell you about it. I really think from this place, right here in Withville, we can change the whole world with just the few that are here today and those that are watching us on the internet. With just the few that are listening to this message, I think we can change the whole world if we'll shout for joy and be excited about what Jesus Christ has done for us. Will we? Will you?
We made a start with Jerry Stone. What do you say about me?
He said he likes your haircut. This glass is so much fun because it is very hard to hear behind the glass. It is very, very hard to hear behind the glass. Jerry, he actually said, we've made a start with you helping us to be excited about our faith through music, is what I heard him say.
I've always been told in the Pentecostal church, sharing the light of enthusiastic tone of
voice. Amen. Amen. We need to get excited about our faith, folks. It doesn't mean that we need to dance the aisles. It doesn't mean that we need to speak in tongues. It means that we just need to get out there and be excited. Not like a bunch of bumps on the log. Because sometimes, I'm sorry, that's what I see in Baptist churches. People just quietly sitting, quietly coming and quietly going, and quietly living their religious life, saying, well, people will notice. I think people will notice a lot more if we're excited about it. And they'll notice a lot sooner. Some of you will tell me, well, I just like people to see Jesus shine through me. You do realize that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And he just didn't walk around the earth going, well, Jesus will shine through me and people will know. He went places speaking about salvation. He spoke about it. He felt the need to speak about it, to share about it, to be interwoven with people in their lives. If Jesus, who was God, felt a need to speak about and be excited, I'm thinking about it now, and I wish I had the picture with me that I could get Jonathan to put it up. I'm going to have to find it and get him to put it up another week. Somebody gave me a picture years ago of a Jesus that's smiling from ear to ear. That's the kind of excitement we need. I want you to think about that. Go look at most of the pictures you see about Jesus. Very solemn, respectful, quiet. I think he walked around shining from ear to ear. Let me tell you about salvation. So I'm going to ask you to think about this question this week. Are you being vocal and excited about salvation so that others can come to know God? Are you being vocal and excited about salvation so that other people can come to know God? You hear it? She's happy and she's excited. Amen. Gracias, Luna. Can we do that? Can we do that? I guess the real question is, will you? Let's pray. Lord, what a blessing you have brought into our lives by bringing us salvation. What joy it brings to us. And may that joy inhabit us in such a way that we cannot contain it wherever we go. May we tell people about you. May we share about you. May we reach out to this community that's hurting and that needs you so much. Lord, help us to shout for joy. Help us to not be quiet about salvation. Help us to really make a joyful noise everywhere we go in this world. Lord, use us not only to reach this town, this state, and this nation, but use us to reach this world with the excitement of the salvation that you have brought to us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.